California's Secretary of State is stepping down under the pressure of multiple corruption allegations. Kevin Shelley is a Democrat who was once one of the Golden State's shining political stars, the son of a San Francisco mayor who grew up to be one of the state's most powerful officials. But then investigators started looking at his handling of $46 million in federal election funds. Late this afternoon, Shelley choked back tears in the driveway of his San Francisco home as he announced his intentions to resign. Reporter John Myers of member station KQED has been covering this story. And John, what is the Secretary of State accused of?
Well, Melissa, the last 6 months have not been good ones for Kevin Shelley, who is California's chief elections official, elected as Secretary of State in 2002. Most prominent, really, were allegations about how he used money from the federal Help America Vote Act. That money was sent to California to reform the election process. The allegations were that as Secretary of State, Shelley's office had spent some of that federal money to pay people to attend Democratic Party events and even to pay for political speeches to be written for him. There were other major allegations as well. They were about his political campaign, namely that one of his supporters may have actually diverted money from a state grant directly into his campaign bank account. It was a money laundering allegation. That one's still being investigated by the FBI. So it's been a very difficult time for Kevin Shelley.
Now, at one point, he seemed as if he were prepared to fight for his job. What convinced him that he couldn't win the battle, do you think?
Well, I think he realized that the writing was on the wall, so to speak. You know, for weeks there has been speculation. Would he resign? Would he try to stay to fight on? Democrats in the state are keenly aware that the scandal hasn't helped them at all. It could hurt them as it went forward. And really, from a purely nonpartisan perspective, there have been many local election officials up and down the state of California who have said, you know, there is serious work to be done before 2006. We have voting machines to update. We have a statewide voter database to create. And that the cloud hovering over Kevin Shelley as the chief elections official, as Secretary of State, was a real impediment.
And there's been some speculation that Shelley may, in fact, have made a deal with fellow Democrats.
There was indeed. There was talk that he might have been trying to cut a deal with Democrats in the state legislature saying, look, I'll resign if I don't have to testify under oath at this hearing this month about how the federal election money was spent. Some Democrats said they'd consider it. Other ones privately said, and some Republicans publicly said, that he should still be forced to testify. You know, again, trying to deal with the issues foremost here. We don't know whether that'll happen, but those hearings are still scheduled for the end of this month.
Now, another problem that Kevin Shelley's had to confront is his own temper, especially with his employees. Tell us how that's become an issue for him.
Well, Shelley's temper was well known to folks in the state capitol, especially in his days in the state legislature before he became Secretary of State in 2002. There was actually a formal state investigation that just concluded just a couple of weeks ago on the work environment in his office. And Shelley made a point this afternoon in his resignation announcement of apologizing for his behavior. It unfortunately was just one more thing that just added to the snowball of this story and of all of these things surrounding Kevin Shelley that ultimately forced him out of office.
Well, with this resignation, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger will presumably appoint a Republican to fill the vacancy. What do California Democrats have to say about that?
Well, I think they're watching and waiting to see what Republican that would be. Schwarzenegger issued a statement just a little while ago saying he intends to move quickly to nominate an interim Secretary of State. The question about it being Republican, I think what Democrats are going to want to know is, will it be someone who will agree only to be a caretaker in the office and not run for re-election in 2006, someone to basically tide things over and deal with all of the serious voting issues that California has to deal with in reforming its voting process. That remains to be seen. But, of course, Kevin Shelley's resignation is really the end of only one part of the story. All of that speculation and all of that work now moves forward from here.
John Myers of member station KQED talking with us from Sacramento. John, thanks very much.
Thank you, Melissa.